Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. I am your host, Terri Ann Russell, and I'm excited and thrilled to be here today with you. I'm back in the game after a few days of being down for the count. I had a gallbladder attack over the weekend, so I was out for a commission for a while, but I am back 100%. So today, our topic is how your soul name relates to your life and how your real name relates to your life. So, what is a soul name? Many of you may think about it and say, oh, I'd like to know my soul name, or how do you find out your soul name? And honestly, I just came across it by accident. I was meditating at the stupa in Sedona back in 2017. We had just been moved up there. I was working part time at that time, and I was up at the stupa and I was frustrated. And my life wasn't progressing as quickly as I would have liked. That's part of all the name of Terri Ann. But so I was sitting there meditating and I was digging my heels in and I was sort of demanding now. I want to know about my purpose. I want to know why I'm here. I don't know. I want to know why what I'm supposed to be doing with these gifts that have been reawakening within me. So your soul name. Your soul name is acts as a link between your inner and outer worlds. It's a authentic wisdom that comes from within, and it melds with your everyday experiences. Often it is your spiritual gifts. There's something that you need to do. There's stuff waiting to be discovered. If you think about it and you think about, like for me, for example, I have four children. I really took the time in naming each of them. And when I go back now and I look at it, how intricate it was at the time, not knowing that, but now going back and looking at it, how intricate it was for me to name my children and what their names mean today and how their personalities sort of play with what that is and what they're here to do. So think about your soul name as a key to unlock the mystery of who you are. We come here with usually no knowledge. I say that usually because right now a lot of the children coming in, my daughter included, her generation, they were born with more wisdom about the past lives and stuff. But my generation and before that have no clue why we were here or what we're supposed to be doing. So it holds this mystery of waiting to be discovered about who you are, who you truly are on a soul level. So let's delve into your soul name first, and then we'll go a little bit into your real name, what you were named in this lifetime. So your soul name, think about your soul name. And if you don't know your soul name, that's okay. We're just taking this as an example. And if you want to find out about your soul name, I do soul name readings. It's via email, so it's very easy. There's nothing you need to do. You just need to connect. And I do those and I offer those on my website. So I'll post that in the comments later. So think about your soul name and what happens when you repeat this soul name to yourself. How do you feel? What comes up for you? What mystery is revealed to you? Often, our inner wisdom holds the key to everything that we need. We are just unaware of how to access and unlock that door with that key. So for me, it really began as digging my heels in. I was meditating. I was working as a psychic medium up in Sedona part time. We were living back and forth between Sedona and Gilbert at the time in Arizona. And I was in this frustrated place and I wanted answers. And when I want answers, I sort of get into my little attitude, dig my heels in, as I said, and really want to know now because now's the time, right? I'm tired of waiting. I want it now. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes my guides are like, yeah, whatever. Other times they're like, okay, let's give her a little nibble. So she just takes this and runs with it. So if you're unlocking the key to who you are and you find out your soul name. So my soul name is Jahashra. This is the soul name that I was given when I was meditating at the stupa. I've never heard of it. I've never seen it. It just came to me. It was just part of, and when I say Jahashra, there is a a reverberating feeling that comes up within me, a knowing that comes up within me about that name. So think about your name when you say the sounds of your soul name. What does that sound like to you? How does that feel within you? If you're a feeling person like I am, what comes up for you when you say your soul name? And what mystery is revealed through that soul name? So mine is Zahashra. Again, when I looked up the name, it took me a while to find out what the name Zahashra actually meant. And in different languages, you'll find different names mean different things. What resonated me with the most with Zahashra was the meaning of Zahashra was storyteller. And as many of you know, I am an author, never thinking I would be an author, but here I am, an author. So storyteller is the meaning of what Jehoshua means. Now, when I became a Reiki master teacher, that was around 2000, I think 18 or 19, I'm not sure. But again, in meditation, not digging my heels in this time, but again, in meditation, I was given the name Anula Punya. And again, very drawn into what that name meant and how that name felt to me. So Anula, Anula, Anula. When I say it like that, it means warrior. I feel that within the very essence of me. So warrior and Punya, which is to honor a person. An example would be thy mother. So the warrior mother. And I get chills when I say that up and down my spine because that truly is who I am at the core level. Now, this was after my Reiki Master Teacher certifications. So another level had been attained within me. I didn't change my name or anything, but also sometimes changes your progression. But I didn't change my name or anything. But I did get married around 2017. So I changed my last name to what it currently is now. So that also changes things. I won't go into too much of the numerology of it because I don't do a lot of numerology. So I'm not going to go into detail about that here. But when you change your name, if you're a woman and you change your name to your husband's name, that also does change things in the perspective of your life and your path and your progression. And so think about that as if, you know, you've set up this path now for you to come in on, and you set up your soulmate or you set up your partner. So you change your name. That's going to change those things for you. And for me, that's exactly what it did. So how do you go about finding out your soul name? Again, meditation. If you don't meditate, I can't stress enough how often you should meditate. Meditation, prayer, being in silence, whatever you call it. I like to do even silent meditation where there's no guidance around. You can do that once you've trained yourself enough to be able to do that. But there are people that do guided meditations. Those are just as good. I recommend it all. As long as we're staying in the stillness, we're quieting our mind, and we're being in the present of who we truly are. You know, your information, your guide, your spirit guide, your higher self, your entire team surrounding you. Your information will come through. You just have to really, what I've seen on the path and the progression for myself and my clients is trust what's being told to you. So they all carry this initiation, this meaning, right? This lasting impression of who you are, what your purpose is. It will tell you the sound frequency of you when you say the names, how you say it. And it's the importance of it because it lives within your aura, it lives within your cells, it lives within your soul levels. That's a little bit about the soul name. Now, your real name, how that relates to your life. So my real name is Terry hyphen Ann. My married name is Russell. As you can see, I have a lot of double letters within my name. Those double letters are important because they add up again. Say if you're taking Terry, T-E-R-R-I, right? Terry. Terry means to reap. what the definition is of teri means to reap, and an means the frequency of God. So teri hyphen an, that means to reap the frequency of God. And that tells you a lot about who I am today and the work that I do. But if you look at teri hyphen an and you break that down and the meaning of reap, I'm driven. I work hard because I have the two R's. I'm always researching, reiterating, redoing, reworking. I'm usually always in that typical Mercury retrograde phase because I have the double R in my name there. Then when you get to N, right? Terry Ann, ANN, right? Action. A is for action. N means obstacles or challenges. I go into those challenges head on. I've had a lot of challenges in my life, and I've always done things that way. So whatever that is, I'm laser focused in about what I'm doing. I'm researching, I'm reworking, I'm going through those challenges, those obstacles. Those give you double frequency because I have so many letters. I have the two R's in Terry, the two N's in Anne, the two S's, which I took on in my husband's name, and the two L's in Russell. So I have two, four, six, eight double letters in my name. And my name is not a long name anymore. So think about those double letters as double frequencies of adding to the existing meaning of what that name is. Now, how does that relate to my life now? As I said, Terry Ann means to reap the frequency of God. So I, in my business, I'm very business driven. If I don't know something about my business, because being very intuitive, I spend a lot of time in that area, but working on my business is a whole other side of my brain. But when I don't know something, I'll go out and I'll do it. I've created my own websites. I've started my own YouTube channel. I was able to go out and research. I never wrote a book. I wrote a book. I was guided to my publisher. So all of these things come together for me because I'm laser focused and I'm driven. And that's all part of the name that I was given in this lifetime as Terry Ann, and then the married name of Russell, which carries again those double frequencies. So if you talk about a little bit about that, going into your soul name, your real name. Think about what it is that you do now in your life. Are you on a path of who you are, where you are at your true essence? When I do soul name readings, I not only look at the soul name, I also look at the real name and the married name because it carries a lot of weight, and that brings a lot of energy and the frequency and the vibration. All of that plays together through the auric and the soul levels of who we truly are. What I find fascinating about the soul name is, for example, myself again. Jahashra is the storyteller. Anula Kunya is the warrior mother. And then Tarian is the to reap the frequency of God. All of them play into my daily life. It changes the essence of who you are. And when you change things on your path or you learn to follow what that is, many doors start to open for you. Things change in your life. Change is inevitable. It happens. There's no getting away from it. We all experience change in our life. But when you tap into the true essence of who you are and what that means for you, and honestly, I don't believe everyone is meant to follow a spiritual path if that's not what they want. But I do believe the work that you do, no matter what you do, plays a part in the role of the world and the role of who you are and who you interact with. So regardless of whether you're following this journey as a spiritual path, this journey is inevitable for you to follow the essence of who you are. So if you're a helper, if your name means to help, if your name means to give, you don't necessarily have to step into what those fields are. You do better, yes, of course. But if you don't step into those fields in your daily life, how you interact with people, how you interact with your family, the giver, the helper, whatever it is, whatever that means for you. So that's just a little bit about soul name relating to your life and how your real name relates to your life. And going into my book now, I'm going to read a little piece to you. This is the Reaching for You, Mother Mary's Workbook for Spiritual Transformation. And in the transmission number 8, called the Kingdom of Light, I was with Mary and I was meditating and we were speaking about being embodied. And she says to me, Jahashru. I still, when I say it, there's just, it's amazing because I'm so grateful that I've been given just that bit of information. Helps me to further understand more clearly. So I was meditating with Mary, and through that meditation, another being came in. And so she says, Jahashra, be ready. And the being says, you are as beautiful as I remember you. There's a deeper cascade of energy being activated. It's an energy design embedded within your blueprint. You cannot forget it. It simply activates as you proceed along on your journey. There's a detailed ancient secret. This healing will become available to you shortly. Without overanalyzing it, take note of the information that's coming through. Your name, your soul contracts, and therefore jump into the higher timeline. Think of it as being on a road that's below another one. They both go in the same direction, but one gives you a higher perspective of what you're seeing on that road. Your shift in consciousness allows you to travel on the higher road. This quantum jump is necessary. Tarian, Jahashra, you may wish to understand that in your human terms, every human has access, but they seldom use it. Everything is stored in the Akashic records. And so when we talk about the Akashic records, it's also called the Akashic field. And in physics, the zero point field, a universal background field of energy, which all matter emerges. So when I see the Akashics, I see it as a sort of background image. When I've been to the Akashics, I've seen it as a library. It really depends on what it is that I need at that time that I'm receiving that information. So this higher consciousness, it helps you understand a deeper, further awakening. My name is Heath, and I am here for you. So Heath disappears, and I'm held within this beautiful light. This colored filament moves through me. And it settles deep inside of me. I feel like I'm traveling in the womb, surrounding by light and dreamily floating as high as I've ever been. I relax here, and I know that I'm home. So that experience was one of my experiences that brings in extraterrestrial energy that I'm very connected to now. That was all part of my becoming and going on the path of my journey. So I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you'd like to learn more or you'd like to book a soul reading, soul name reading session, I'll put my website in the comments for you to do so. And I hope you have a beautiful and blessed day and enjoy the weather wherever you are. And I'll see you next week.